Hello and welcome to Stephen and Anna's Wonderful Honeymoon Adventures, part two. This is day 4 and 5, honeymoon in Malta. What do you have to say, Anna? She just stuck her tongue out at you. All right. Well, she might not get on. I hope she does, but maybe she will. So today, it is November...
19th. It's 12:48 a.m.
12:48 a.m. when we're making this. And we are in Malta. We've got a number of days logged in, and we wanted to talk about what we've been doing in the meantime. So last we talked to you guys, we had gone to St. Paul's Cathedral, and we've today gone to St. John's Co-Cathedral. And we saw the paintings, and the cathedral is lined in gold and all kinds of different art. To get there, we had to go to Valletta. And we did so via a bus, which we're getting a lot better at, aren't we, Anna?
Yes, we are.
Because we think that the taxi cabs have been fleecing us because we're tourists. We found this out when we went to the Silent City. The cab driver really quickly wanted to schedule us for another cab ride, which he would charge 23 euros for, and it was just down the street. 15-minute drive.
And there's no Uber here. And
there's no Uber.
Or Lyft. Anything else.
Or anything like that. So when we found out that the cab drivers were doing this, we started checking out the buses. And the bus system is rather interesting, that they'll go to all the big cities, or villages is what they're calling them. And we can get there with, what, it's €3 for both of us.
But now we bought a bus pass.
And we and they would give us a transfer. So if we didn't make it out there far enough, or if
for
we,
2 hours.
We have a two-hour window once we finish our first trip to get a free second trip. So that's pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm. But now we bought a bus pass to make things easier, not having to carry euros all the time.
The coins start to weigh down.
Yeah.
Right?
They do. The $1 and the $2 are all coins.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk, Anna, did you want to talk about the weird things that are happening in Malta?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Okay. So what's the weirdest thing that you're coming across?
Everything closes at 5 o'clock for the shops, and dinner opens at 6:30 and closes about 9:30 or 10.
So with that... We're staying up really late, right?
Yeah.
Because our bodies haven't handled the adjustment. And I think our bodies are just rejecting the adjustment. They're just like, nope, you're Californians.
Yeah. Because it's literally 12:51 here and 3:51 p.m. in California. So.
And we just ordered room service because Anna was like, I'm hungry. And there was nowhere to go.
Yeah. It's usually dinner time for us right now, or late lunch.
One of our best places, which is usually, if it's not too late, is a slam dunk, is the Apple Eye. We've been there three times. Yeah. And we love it. It's right outside of the hotel limit.
Steven had a rabbit. Ew.
Anna would not eat the rabbit. They're
too fluffy and cute.
She says rabbits are too fluffy and cute to eat. But their specialty in the Maltese specialty is rabbits, and what else? They have fish and a hearty vegetable.
Like a stew.
Yeah, ragu. So
when we passed by McDonald's today, we're pretty sure they have a rabbit burger.
McDonald's has different burgers. Like they have the, what was it? The something Charlie?
Charlie's burger. I'm pretty sure. Because they call.
The cheesy Chuck Charlie or something like that. I took a picture. We'll post it on here. But McDonald's has different things that they serve. And so does Burger King. There's a Burger King, a KFC, a McDonald's. What else?
Domino's.
There was a Domino's. There's people delivering Domino's.
On motorcycles.
On little, their Vespas or little tiny moped type vehicles. And they can't taste nearly as well as the pizza that's around here. We've been getting Italian pizzas and focaccia pizzas. We had a Maltese pizza, which is fantastic.
It's pretty good. I do miss tacos right now, though.
This is the one thing we were talking about at dinner, is they don't have tacos nowhere. We were saying you could be a millionaire if you put up a taco stand.
Pretty much.
Oh, what else about the cars? Everybody has a really low, you know, like a
budget-friendly,
you know, kind of teardrop economy car that barely works, except for the few people, and you'll find somebody riding around in an Alfa Romeo or a Range Rover.
It's very rare that we've only seen it like twice.
But you'll see them all decked out in a suit, like an Armani suit, and they're off to do something, you know. So so that's what we said. You said you'd be driving in a Range Rover if you'd put up a taco stand.
Hint, hint.
Hint, hint, any Maltese that are listening. All right, what else do we got?
We got rained on. We got poured on today.
We're fighting the weather. We're fighting the weather, and we've been trying to buy Anna boots because she just came with flip-flops and a pair of sneakers. And
because they're in storage. We can't find them.
Yes, and because we moved, and, you know. So
everything's everywhere.
We've gone to, what, 8 shops to find you boots? We go to every single boot, like, leather shop we could find to get Anna boots, and they just aren't cutting it. And she's like, nope, nope. And then she finds the ones that she really wants in Valletta. And what happened?
They don't have my size.
She had these, they were like military style Corcorans with straps across that were really gothy. And Anna had to have them, but they didn't have her size. She even tried to cram her foot into a size smaller. And she looked at me like, let's take these. But even the clerk was like, no, those don't fit.
Yeah, they were kind of tight, but they were so cute.
What else is weird about Malta?
I don't know.
Well, everybody talks in kind of a different accent, right?
Yeah.
Like, some people are talking in a really thick kind of French accent or Italian accent.
Our original cab driver told us it's 60% Arabic. I was like, oh, perfect. I can understand some things, but it's a dialect I do not understand. I can understand bits and pieces, but not much.
And then there's one woman that we found at the bus when we were in...
We were so lost when we were at the Silent City.
We were at the Silent City and we got really lost and we needed to find a bus back because we had decided not to go cab. And it was getting dark. Some lady was just shouting out what, like, instructions as to what bus goes where.
Yep.
And she spoke in this really kind of like high-pitched... Or it was singy-songy, I guess, but it was off-key. Yeah, almost like she's yelling, but in a very aggressive, like, confident way. So that was something that we've noticed also finds itself in other people speak like that. So there's this, I don't know who to attribute it to, but it's a certain style of speech that one culture or another has, and that's come up. What about St. John's Co-Cathedral?
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. That was such a treat.
So we find our way in, and you walk basically to the back of the Valletta. Mm-hmm. They don't allow cars. You stop the buses, and all the cars stop at a certain collection point.
Yeah.
And then everybody just walks in, and there are like little, go-kart taxis.
Yeah.
And some of the vendors will pull their cars up on the side. We found a Lebanese.
There was a horse-drawn carriage, too, but we decided not to.
Yeah, there was a horse-drawn carriage. He would have drawn us through the city on a horse and carriage. And it was raining, though. We're fighting the rain. That's one of the big things. All right, we're getting almost to the end here. What else do you want to say about?
You were going to say about the Lebanese.
We got Lebanese food, wraps.
Oh, so good.
Really good. Like €5 a piece, and she got the... I got the beef shawarma, and you got the lamb shawarma.
Lamb kebab.
And they were they were both really good. St. John's beheading art was phenomenal. It was eerie and creepy, but really well staged at the Co-Cathedral. And the Co-Cathedral talks about the knights, the Templar knights, and goes into a lot of detail. We got to hear an audio, what comes with the price of admission. I really liked that I could plug in my earphones to the audio so you didn't have to carry around the thing all day. But Anna left her earphones at home. Mm-hmm. Luckily, we'll come back to some Jaybird freedoms.
Yeah, because he won a bet.
Because I won the bet that I would not spill on my ivory button-up shirt for the wedding.